Hanging out with us this morning is Sarah from the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? What's new?
Fantastic. Just getting ready for another busy day, but we do have some exciting things to share. So, are you ready?
I am ready. What do you got going on?
Well, first off, if you saw the press release that went out last week, we have officially hired a new director for the Bridgman Chamber and Growth Alliance. So, Nancy Kiernan, she started with us last Monday. So we haven't scared her off yet, which is fantastic.
We are really
excited to welcome Nancy on board. She'll be dedicating her time to the businesses and the communities of Bridgman and Lake Township, respectively, and helping us to grow them, helping to fill some open vacancies with the storefronts, and connecting in everybody with the chamber. So we're really excited about that and happy to have her on board.
That is really exciting. It'd be awesome. So yeah. She's going to be hanging out in the Bridgman area in the city hall. Is that where she's going to be mostly in that area?
Yeah. So she will be taking meetings at both Lake Township Hall and Lake Charter Township Hall, as well as City Hall. But her actual physical office space will be there. And then, of course, she'll have a space at our office here in St. Joe, which currently sitting on the third floor of the Horizon Bank building. And it's a lovely view of all the lights outside. So, yeah.
High atop the building. Very nice.
Yeah. Looking down upon everyone.
You get a good view. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So that is one of the first and most exciting things that we are happy to share. And then, of course, we go right into events. We are getting tons of requests for events coming up, lots of ribbon cutting, lots of cool things we can't quite talk about yet in terms of ribbon cutting for places. But this week we have two things going on, Johnny. We've got Business After Hours with the Region 4 Area Agency on Aging celebrating their 50th anniversary on Thursday from 5 until 7. That's going to be a pretty cool opportunity to connect with not only fellow chamber members from Southwest Michigan, but also other entities and organizations inside the Tri-County area. So if you are really wanting to connect in, see what it's all about, I would highly encourage you to come to that one because that's going to be a pretty special, pretty amazing event there. Lynn Kellogg, the retired director for Area Agency on Aging, she'll be there. Christine and her team have done an amazing job, and we're just really looking forward to celebrating with them. And RSVP is not required, but it does just kind of help give us an idea of head count of what to expect for the food. So if you think about it, head to our website, smrchamber.com, and RSVP there.
Awesome. And you mentioned there's some other ribbon cuttings that are going on as well. And you have gone to your large scissor sharpening guy recently, right, to get sharpened so that you don't you can be able to cut through those ribbons real nicely?
I did.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes, we very much did. And the next one is actually this Friday with the Present Pillars, their Pillar Center. If you are not familiar with Present Pillars, James and his crew, they have done an amazing job of helping to provide mentorship, provide guidance, and provide an outlet for men and the importance of fatherhood, no matter where they are in their stage of fatherhood, be it, not even thinking about being a dad, being their partner is expecting, or having already had kids. So they are an amazing organization here in Southwest Michigan, really working in the community of Benton Harbor and getting their fathers involved. And we're just really excited to work with them, too, because it is such an amazing program that they're offering. The Pillar Center is really cool. They're going to have eventually have a barber shop called Legends inside of it, where, the barbers can provide guidance and additional advice to the men who are coming in to get their haircuts.
Love that.
But then also they're working on workforce development things, too, to help people get into the trade. So it's really, as James puts it, it's a community center that helps create a fellowship that is what is needed for all of Southwest Michigan. So that'll happen this Friday. Mm-hmm. 11:30. If you can, RSVP if you'd like. If you just want to pop in and check it out, you're also welcome to do that. But come and join us as we celebrate with James and the Present Pillar program.
I'm going to be using my large scissors that I have because we use the same sharpening guy.
Totally.
I'm going to use mine to cut out my Easter decorations. So it'll be a little easy to do the eggs, but the little zigzag patterns are a little bit difficult.
The intricate detail, that is where they're going to have a problem.
Sarah, you mentioned some secret ribbon cuttings that might be coming up. Why are they secret?
Well, they're secret because we don't necessarily have the green light to move forward with them yet.
Gotcha.
I will tell you, one of them is in Berrien Springs and one of them is in Benton Heights. So we are just finalizing the details on it. I think actually the one I can talk about in Benton Heights, but I just want to make sure that I have everything locked and ready to go.
No, we checked. They said it's okay. You can share it. We checked already.
Yeah, we've already checked with our sources. We're good.
We'll talk later.
No, this is... It's always exciting. But if we do, when you do make announcements on when you have the ribbon cuttings or business after hours or any of those things, you find those on your website, right?
Correct. SMRChamber.com. Head to the event section and you can sort by Chamber of Commerce. You can sort by member events. You can sort by public events. There's like 18 different fields that you can sort from. Maybe not that many, but it feels like it. But there's multiple different categories that you can sort to see what is happening, to see the newest things that popped up. You can also follow us on all of our social channels. So it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, which I still just think is but we'll have updated information about events that will be posted on all of those social channels as well. And if you aren't following to our Next Gen, our young professionals, they've been doing some really cool things, and they've got two fun events coming up in April and May, partnered in with the 2024 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship that will be hosted by them but open to the entire public. So one of them happens to be a hole-in-one contest on April 10th at Pipestone Indoor Golf, as well as the Community Engagement Day with the Senior PGA, which is Wednesday of Championship Week, so May 22nd. Prior to the community concert. So that's going to be a lot of fun as well. So if you are wanting to get involved, or if you just kind of want to check it out and see, I would highly encourage you to attend either of those events as well.
Absolutely. Sarah, have you filled out your bracket yet?
I have not. I will be the first one to admit I actually have not done a bracket challenge since I've worked for the radio station. Like 10 years.
Kentucky versus Marquette. Who would you pick out of that one?
Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ken, I told you you could phone a friend.
I guess. Okay.
This is my phone a friend.
I'm going to start dialing.
All right. Sarah, as always, it's great to talk to you and catch up on all the great things happening at the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber. Looking forward to talking with you here in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.